Hello, everyone. Welcome back to some extra fat joy. I have 10 questions for Kate O'Connor. Kate, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if your week, this past week, was a chapter of a book, what would it be called?
Going on a guinea pig adventure. We have four. We got a new one. And she has finally settled in. So.
Oh, good. Is there like a worry that they might not like get along? Like, is it that, do guinea pigs have that kind of?
They're territorial and they have to be introduced like really delicately. So we took the two that we had that we were worried about to the shelter with us, and it went really badly. And then we had to like neighbor them when we got home. And I was like trying to slowly like tell my girl, like, it's going to be okay. And we put her next to them. And then last night we like did an all four, like in the same space introduction, and they were like, fine. So, and now they look together. We're okay.
Oh my God. I'm just like, I'm stressed hearing about that.
Oh yeah. When we went to the shelter, there was hair tearing out. There was biting. There was running, there was lunging, it was nuts.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, they've come a long way in a week because it sounds like they're cohabitating okay now. Oh my God. Next question. What is one thing that you own that you probably should throw out?
My boyfriend's going to be really mad if he listens to this. He bought me a vinyl record of our favorite album, but we don't own a record player. It's just sort of like a sentimental thing. So like, should I have it? No, but is it really cute? Yeah.
Yes. Maybe the next will be the record player.
So it's just sort of like occupying space on my lamp over there. And
it's the thought that counts, right? That's, yeah. what is the most used app on your phone?
Ooh, it's probably a tie between messages and Instagram.
Side note, how are you feeling about the whole like Twitter X thing? Were you like a big Twitter person and now you're like done or?
Well, Twitter is like, I mean, for teachers, like Twitter is bread and butter, you know? So. It's weird. I don't know. It's not, it's, but like, you know what? I'm glad though, because it's not dead.
Yeah.
So it's still up and kicking for the most part. I don't know. Future of the internet is a.
Right? I know. It's all weird. Everything's weird. what is your favorite smell?
Ooh, Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah. Favorite word?
I'm going to have to go to another language for that. My favorite word in Spanish, this is a very strange thing. My favorite word in Spanish is mantequilla, which is the word for butter.
Yes, mantequilla.
I just like it.
It does. Oh, I like that. Is one of your guinea pigs named mantequilla?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
They're all named after food, though, except for one.
Oh, I love that. Least favorite word?
The word curmudgeon sounds really weird.
Oh, curmudgeon. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of sounds like what it is. It's like that onomatopoeia thing.
Or like chafe. I just say chub rub.
Chafe. Yeah. Chub rub is way cuter. Yeah.
I know.
Kate, what scares you?
Oh, the ocean.
Oh.
I'm not really, I don't like formally know how to swim. And like the concept of being out in the ocean is cool, but like walking on stuff to get out there is just not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't want to touch things.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love the concept is fine. I can read about it.
People out in the waves, I'm like, ooh, good for you. But there's crabs. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no. What would you tell your younger self?
one day you're going to be the teacher that you needed. And it's going to be okay. I've already had that experience where, like, I had to be somebody's person that I didn't get. You know, and that to me is like everything as a teacher.
Yeah, that's amazing. What's one of your big dreams?
Probably, I mean, this is the easy way out, but like, I do hope to write a book one day. Just need to focus my attention and energy and like topic enough to like home in on like what it's about. Like, I don't know. You know, there's so many things I could funnel into a single book, but it's like,
yeah,
talk about silos before. Like, so probably to write something impactful.
Oh, amazing. Oh my gosh. I hope I get to read that someday. Last question. If you had a billboard on the side of a really busy highway where tens of thousands would see it every day, what would you put on that billboard?
Probably one of my favorite quotes. Harvey Milk. Hope will never be silent. It's one of my favorite quotes. I have it in my classroom in four different places.
Hope will never be silent. That's beautiful.
We live in an era where we can't afford that.
No. No, it's so true. Yeah. Thank you, Kate. Thanks for answering those 10 questions.